Hello, my name is Chris Manning, and I'm here to share with you the fruits of my ever-evolving story. Through guided mindfulness meditation, I hope to help you live a deeper, more meaningful life. Please join me on this sacred walk, and let's continue to learn to meet life gracefully, however it decides to show up. I saw a very inspiring video on Instagram a while ago. Felicia Richard was speaking on how she had been raised. She said her mother enabled her to live in any time, planet, or country, and that wherever she was, she would be fine. And to do this, her mother gave her aphorisms to learn as a child. They are: the inner reality creates the outer form, and the universe bears no ill to me. I bear no ill to it. On raising her own daughter, she said, I would teach my daughter to look within herself first, before career projections, before accepting ideologies and theories and philosophies of near and distant traditions. I would tell her to look within herself to discover her own truth and to live in the experience of that constant truth within. Wow. Imagine being raised by some parent as enlightened as that. How incredibly fortunate she was to receive this truth decades ago. Truths which the world is only now just waking up to. As well as mindfulness practice, there's something that supports it called metta, or loving kindness. We say phrases during this practice, but I would like to change the traditional phrases into these two aphorisms. So let's take these into a meditation practice and work with them. So if you come into a seated posture as normal, straight back, eyes closed, gently closed, allowing a little light in to keep the mind bright. And when we meditate in this way we're about to, we plant the seed of positive truths right into our heart so that they can flower and become part of our living reality. So focus on your breath for a moment. And drop your awareness into the heart center. This is located at the center of the chest, a fraction over from the anatomical heart. Breathe in and out from this point, from the heart space, feeling the expansion and contraction of the chest along with the breath. This is the area where loving energy is received, stored, and given from. And breathing in and out from this point helps to awaken divine love. Now at this center of truth, repeat as if your heart is speaking the words inside, silently, as if coming from the heart center. Repeat inside. The inner reality creates the outer form. Repeat it slowly. The inner reality creates the outer form. As if saying it inside silently. And just repeat it slowly, letting each word sink into the very depth of you, to become part of you. So just keep repeating slowly from the heart and watching what comes up in the heart space. The inner reality creates the outer form. And now from this same place, the universe bears no ill to me. I bear no ill to it. Repeat that phrase slowly. Over and over, while focusing on the heart space. The universe bears no ill to me. I bear no ill to it. Feeling that resonate inside, awakening the heart. And now saying the two verses, one after the other, repeated slowly with lots of space in between the words. The inner reality creates the outer form. The universe bears no ill to me. I bear no ill to it. The inner reality creates the outer form. The universe bears no ill to me. I bear no ill to it. and feeling the energy of the heart space. Perhaps a feeling of love or a warmth building, a connection to the universe, a connection to your own heart. If you feel nothing, this is fine. Trust that the practice is working, that the connection is already happening. Expect nothing. Whatever presents itself is how it should be. And practice this several times. Maybe bring it into your daily practice. Maybe finish for 5 minutes after a regular meditation practice or after yoga with this. And now, keeping your eyes closed, I want to read a couple of quotes that I have written. One inspired by a great old book called Abandonment to Divine Providence. And another inspired by a new and emerging mindfulness therapy called ACT Therapy. For everyone, life is a battle, irrespective of how well they have it. We have to remember this when dealing with others. The battle comes largely from a lack of trust in life. If we trusted the unfolding of the present moment, we would have the strength to deal with anything and everything that showed up. So from the book, Abandonment to Divine Providence, if I'm sad, sadness must be what I need right now. Think about that. If I'm sad, sadness must be what I need right now. This is coming from a place of acceptance, accepting sadness. Even a faith that it's for my greater good. Imagine if this was our reaction to sadness, this equanimous mind, happy in all situations, at peace in all situations, at complete peace with sadness, at complete peace with joy. Now the other one is inspired by ACT Therapy, and I wrote this a couple of months ago. Who said you have to win the battle? Why not throw down your sword and see if the full force of the foe isn't love in disguise? I'm going to read that again. Who said you have to win this battle? Why not throw down your sword and see if the full force of the foe isn't love in disguise? Hopefully you understand what I mean by that. I'm trying to say we find ourselves in all kinds of battles in life, but do we really have to be battling with life? Do we really have to win? Isn't that just coming from our egoic center that we have to always be right? And how do we know that this apparent foe isn't really what's needed right now? Maybe it's part of our progression. We don't know. But if we accept, if we're equanimous and mindful, everything will teach us and be for us. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed that practice. If you have, please give it a five-star rating and leave a review. This enables more people to see it and also inspires me to keep going. It's nice to know that any time I put into this is well received. And the only way I can find that out is through some kind of interaction with you. Of course, you can come over to Instagram, where I am quite often now, and it'd be great to meet you over there. So, have a wonderful week, guys. Take great care and keep practicing. Keep in small increments opening. This is the way to freedom. Namaste.